The presidency, says the cabinet shakeup, was to rejuvenate the Yar'Adua administration. The president is facing increasing criticism of his inability to meet the expectations of most Nigerians, particularly improving their lot. The head of the non-governmental civil society legislative advocacy center, Awa Rafsanjani, says the long-awaited changes could strengthen the administration to deliver on its promises.
This is something that a lot of people have been calling for, given the lack of direction in this government. You know, the government was completely stagnated state, where you could not actually see any serious performance, you know, in any of the ministry. Nigerians have been concerned and worried, you know, that both the president and the ministers are actually not performing. I think there are a lot of serious concern and worry by many Nigerians, and they believe that it is time for these ministers who are not actually performing to go.
The reorganization did not affect key ministries, such as finance, defense, and foreign affairs. President Yar'Adua presides over a 44-member cabinet with a representative from each of Nigeria's 36 states. The president is expected to submit a list of nominees to replace the dismissed ministers to the parliament for approval. The ruling party has an overwhelming majority in both houses of parliament. Mr. Yar'Adua made sweeping changes to the structure of his ministries last month in a prelude to the reorganization. The 57-year-old leader is most certain to announce a minister for a separate ministry tasked with pacifying the oil-rich Niger Delta, where militants are fighting for a greater share of the region's oil wealth. The president's victory at the 2007 presidential election is being challenged at the Supreme Court amid persistent rumors that he has health problems. Mr. Yar'Adua says he will step down if the court eventually rules the poll was invalid. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.